Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalid. And Mirtzah Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Reish Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. We pick up today at the top of Reish Pei Hei Amud Beis with Simon Tav Chav Dalid. Mirtzah Hashem, we will learn Tav Chav Dalid and do Sif Aleph of Simon Tav Chav Hei. Today's share, once again, will be audio only. I'm looking forward to very shortly being back in front of the camera. Okay, so Simon Tav Chav Dalet. Din Haskaras Yalav Yavai, the halachas that govern the insertion of Yalav Yavai, Bibrikas Amazain, in benching, Ubay Sif Echad, and here we have one Sif, says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Mazkirin Yalav Yavai, Bibrikas Amazain. We insert and we mention Yalav Yavai in Birkas Amazain, and we mispal to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam Vizachreinu. He should remember us b'yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Says, no, let's go weiter in the Mechaber. V'im lo yomar, if you bench and you fail to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, by the way, this is very pertinent. I'm recording this shir on Wednesday evening, going into Rosh Chodesh, so very perfect timing. V'im lo yomar, if you bench and you forget to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, Ein Machzirin Oisai, we don't make you go back and repeat Birkas Hamazon. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Kanalev, Ein Machzirin Oisai. Why is it that we don't repeat benching? Why is it that we don't have to go back for Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh in benching? Explains the Chavetz Chaim, De Ein Chiyav Lechol Pas per Rosh Chodesh. There is no obligation to have a Suda with Pas, with bread, on Rosh Chodesh. There is no chiv of Suda. We learned that there is an Inyan to be marbik tzas besuda, but there certainly is no chiv of Suda on Rosh Chodesh the way there is on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So ein chiv lechol pas per Rosh Chodesh vim kein, and if so, therefore, Iboi, if somebody would have wanted to, lo yaviyachol pas, he wouldn't have eaten bread. You're not required to eat bread. You're not required to wash and eat bread and bench on Rosh Chodesh. V'loy nischayv klal b'birkas hamazon. Had you not washed, you wouldn't have had a chiv to bench in the first place. And you're not mechuyev to wash and eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. So basically, the explanation of this is very, very simple. Rosh Chodesh does not carry with it an obligation to wash, eat a suda with pas, and therefore a chiv to bench with Birkas Hamazon, with Yalav Yavai. There is no chiv of Birkas Hamazon with Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, because you don't have to eat pas, and you don't have to bench. Now, it's true, if you choose to wash, and you choose to eat a suda with pas, now you have a chiv of Birkas Hamazon, and because it's Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have to say Yalav Yavai. But it's not... You're not benching because it's Rosh Chodesh. You're benching because it happens to be that you chose to eat bread today. All right, once you're benching, since it's Yalav Yavai, okay, we're going to tell you you should insert Yalav Yavai into benching. But does Rosh Chodesh require benching with Birkas Hamazon? No, because Rosh Chodesh doesn't require benching at all. So if you washed and you ate bread and you benched and you failed to say Rosh Chodesh, were you yoytza benching? Were you yoytza v'achalta v'savata uverachta? Absolutely. You benched. Oh, you didn't mention Yalav Yavai. Okay, that's no biggie, because you're not mechuyev to say Birkas Hamazon and say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. You have a chiv to bench, and if you're going to bench, we want you to say Yalav Yavai. Okay, your chiv to bench, you covered. You did bench. It wasn't a flawed benching. You were yoytza benching. You didn't say Yalav Yavai. Well, I didn't have to say Yalav Yavai because I didn't have to bench in the first place. That's the explanation of this. Okay. Says the Mechaber Vayter. V'im nizkar koinu shehizchala toiva ha-meitav. This happens very often. What happens if you're benching and you're supposed to say Yalav Yavai before Uvenei Yerushalayim? You forgot Yalav Yavai. And you say, V'nei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amen. Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, Amen. And you did not yet start the next bracha. You didn't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kenem HaLachoy, L'am, Okay, Lavinu Malkeinu. You didn't say that yet. You're after Bayinim Barachim of Yerushalayim. Amen. But you did not yet say you didn't yet begin the next bracha. And you remember that you forgot Yalav Yavai. What do? If you remember before you begin the next bracha of benching, the bracha called Hatoiv HaMeitiv, then there's a way to be misakein to fix up the fact that you forgot Yalav Yavai. How do you do that? With an interesting bracha. Omer, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenasan Rosh Chodesh La'am Yisrael, who gave Rosh Chodesh to his nation, Klal Yisrael, Lizi Karoin, as a vehicle that the Rabbeinu Shlalom should remember us, right? That's what we say, Yalav Yavai. We ask Zachreinu B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. We ask that the Rabbeinu Shlalom should remember us on Rosh Chodesh. So if we forgot Yalav Yavai, we make this bracha. Now, the Mechaber doesn't mention Shem Umalchus. He just says, Baruch Shenasan Rosh Chodesh Lama Yisrael Zikarim. But this bracha is made with the Shem and Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenasan Rosh Chodesh Lama Yisrael Lizikarim. And then you would go weiter in benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and base. V'im Nizkar. Ay La'el Simen Kuf Pei Ches, B'bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah sends us back to the Halachas of Prikas HaMazayin. Tzarech loyma b'shem u'malchus, like I just mentioned, ayin sham. Vayin sham oid b'sif yud le'inyin b'erach l'achar sheyotzer Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us some interesting halachas over here pertaining to benching with Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, vayin sham oid b'sif yud le'inyin b'erach l'achar sheyotzer Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh El is going to be this year. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Thursday. Well, I don't like that example. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is Monday. Okay, so Monday is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, you wash for breakfast Monday morning, and you're going to bench. You're going to say Yalav Yavai. You wash for lunch Monday afternoon. You're going to bench. You're going to say Yalav Yavai. Now, let's say it's a winter month, so the Zmanim are early. Shkia, Tzeis HaKechavim, are very early. So Rosh Chodesh is going to be over relatively early. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is going to end 5:30 in the evening. Okay, 5 o'clock in the evening, you sit down to eat supper, and you wash, and you have a nice supper together with your family, and you're not ready to bench until 6 o'clock. So you started your meal when it was still Rosh Chodesh, but you ended your meal after Rosh Chodesh was already over. You ended your meal after the Zman. It's really no longer Rosh Chodesh. What do you do now? You began your meal, it was Rosh Chodesh, so technically this is a Rosh Chodesh meal. You're ending your meal when it's time to bench. It's not really Rosh Chodesh anymore. Do you say Yalav Yavai or not? That's the case that the Mishnah Berurah is addressing. Vayin Shamayim B'Siv Yud Le'inyin Berach La'achar Sheyotzer Rosh Chodesh. If you're benching after Rosh Chodesh is already over, you still need to say Yalav Yavai in benching. Why? Because we go after the beginning of the meal. And that was Shahaya B'Rosh Chodesh. If you started your meal while it was still Rosh Chodesh, then that meal carries with it a chiv of benching with Yalav Yavai. Even though you're not going to bench until actually Rosh Chodesh is over, doesn't matter. You still say Yalav Yavai. The Kos of Oid HaMagen Avram B'Sim and Tuf Yod Tes of Kut Ma'alef, another interesting Magen Avram that says, Demis Palal Arvis Shala Acha Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, again, let's use our case, that Rosh Chodesh was Monday. Okay, Monday night, you go to Daven Ma'ariv, but you're not davening Ma'ariv Bizman. You're not davening Ma'ariv by Tzeis HaKechavim. You're davening an early Ma'ariv, right? You're doing Milcha Ma'ariv. You're davening an early Ma'ariv. Demispal Arvish Shala Acha Rosh Chodesh. Afilu Ispal Meba'od Yom. If you already davened Ma'ariv, I'm going to call it the Ma'ariv of Motzei Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh was Monday. You're davening Ma'ariv Monday night. But you davened an early Ma'ariv. You didn't daven Ma'ariv when it was truly Lila. You didn't daven Ma'ariv when it was really night. Shuv enoy mazkir achakach bebrikas hamazin shal Rosh Chodesh. You could no longer bench with the Yalav Yavai. In other words, you might have a havamina like this. I davened really an early Ma'ariv. Really, it's still Rosh Chodesh, because I davened Ma'ariv early. It's not really the Zman of Laila yet. So maybe now if I sit down and I wash and I eat a sandwich and I'm still benching before it's really night, maybe I should have to say Yalav Yavai. Says the Magen Avraham, no, that would be like a tarti de sasri. That would be doing two things that are contradictory. Shaharei asoy choyl b'tfilosoy. You went ahead and you davened Ma'ariv. By davening Ma'ariv, you already said that it's night and it's the next day. You relied on the shittas, on the opinions that allowed you already to daven Ma'ariv. Well, according to those opinions, that means it's already night. So by davening Ma'ariv, you are going ahead and saying it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You're saying that it's the next day. You can't now go ahead and bench with Yalav Yavai. Aval, however, imuhu loyispal. But let's tweak the case a little bit. Let's say you live in a town with this one shul. This halakha that we're going to learn now is not so germane in our days nowadays. I mean, especially if you live in significant communities, right? You live in Borough Park, you live in Lakewood, there's a million shuls. Let's imagine that you live out of town and there's really one kehillah, there's one shul, there's one minyan, there's one tzibur. Says the Magen Avraham like this, Avalim hu lo yispala. Let's say the minyan that the tzibur has, they daven Ma'ariv early. And that's the only show in town. They daven Ma'ariv early. Now you happen not to like davening Ma'ariv early. You want to daven Ma'ariv bizman. You don't want to have to repeat Kriya Shema after the Zman. You want to daven Ma'ariv with Berchas Kriya Shema bizman, with Kriya Shema bizman. You want to daven Ma'ariv when it's really night. So you chose to daven Yechidus. It's interesting that Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe where he puts forth the question. If you're faced with the choice of Tfilah B'Tzibur for Ma'ariv, but davening early, before the Zman, or davening Ma'ariv Bizman, but davening B'Yechidus, which one takes precedence? And Rav Moshe concludes in that tshuva, he says you could go either way. Tfilah B'Tzibur is a Ma'ala, but davening Bizman is also a Ma'ala. So he says, really, you could go either way. It's not a slam dunk that you should go ahead and daven b'tzibur. So that's what's happening over here. The tzibur has one minion. That minion doesn't daven bizman. You want to daven bizman. So the tzibur already davened the ma'ariv, but you did not. Now you sit down in your kitchen and you make yourself a sandwich. So you think, what shiloh do I have? I don't have a shiloh. It's not really night yet. So it's really still Rosh Chodesh. I'm washing, I'm eating a sandwich. Why shouldn't I say Yalav Yavai? And I didn't bench yet. Oh, but the tzibur already benched. And you live in a town with his one tzibur. In that case, the Magen Avraham says, you are dragged after the tzibur. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says here. Avalim hu lo yispal. Oh, actually, we're going to get to that case. First, the Mechaber is going to say, first the Magen Avraham is going to give us a case where you're not nigrar after the tzibur. Says the Mishnah, Avalim hu lo yispal. If you did not yet daven Ma'ariv, afal pisha atzibur kvar hispalalu, even though the tzibur already did daven, and you might think that you are nigrar achar hatzibur, you might think that since you live in a town where it's a one-show town, and the tzibur already davened, so the tzibur already proclaimed by their davening that Rosh Chodesh is over, you might think you're nigrar after the tzibur, says the Magen Avraham, no. Avalim hu lo yispal, afal pisha tzibur kvar yispalalu, enoy nimshach achareyem, you're not dragged after the tzibur, v'tzarek lahaski Rosh Chodesh b'berkas hamazon, you still have to say yalav yavai on the benching for your sandwich. So again, in this case, what happened? You're eating your sandwich before Tzitz Kechav, you're eating your sandwich before the Zman. It's still Rosh Chodesh. But the Tzibur already davened Ma'ariv. They davened an early Ma'ariv. So are you stuck with the Tzibur? Do you have to follow the Tzibur since the Tzibur already davened Ma'ariv? So it's like in your town, Rosh Chodesh is over because the Tzibur already davened Ma'ariv? Says the Magen Avraham, no. But, Bamed Varam Amurim She'enay Nimshach Acharei HaKol. When is this true that you don't have to go after the tzibur? But that's only true if you started eating your sandwich before they davened. But if you sat down to eat your sandwich after the tzibur already davened ma'ariv, you started your sandwich after the tzibur davened ma'ariv, afilu ispalalu mibayim, even though they're davening while it's still really daytime, einoy maskil sherish chaydish bebrikas hamazon, you can no longer mention yalav yavai in Birkas HaMazon. So there's a case where you are Nimshach Achar HaTzibur, there's a case where you're not Nimshach Achar HaTzibur. If you don't start your meal until after the Tzibur davened, then you're Nimshach Achar the Tzibur, and then you can't say Yalav Yavai. If you started your meal before the Tzibur, then you could still say Yalav Yavai. The Mishnah Berurah parses this even more now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Chol Zabish Hespalel Al Kol Panim Mincha," and this whole discussion is only germane if you already davened Mincha. Avol Lo Yispalel Dai Mincha, but let's say you didn't even daven Mincha yet. So let's say the Tzibur went ahead and davened Ma'ariv after Plag. They didn't wait till after Shkia. They davened Ma'ariv after Plag, like a lot of people nowadays do on the Erev Shabbos. So the Tzibur davened Ma'ariv after Plag. You didn't even daven Mincha yet. You could daven Mincha till Shkia. You didn't even daven Mincha yet. You didn't daven Mincha yet. Even if the Tzibur davened Ma'ariv by Plag, you sat down to eat a sandwich after Plag, but you didn't daven Mincha yet. You certainly are going to have to say Yalav Yavai. The Lekel Meimer Sheyimashach Achar Hakol. We can't say that you're going to be dragged after the Tzibur, because if you're going to be dragged after the Tzibur, that means you can't even daven Mincha. For you, it's definitely still Rosh Chodesh. You didn't daven Mincha yet. So very nice that Tzibur went ahead and they davened an early Ma'ariv. We can't say that you're Nigrar Achar Tzibur if you didn't daven Mincha yet. So for you, it's definitely still Rosh Chodesh. So are you going to say Yalav Yavai in your sandwich? You bet. The same is true in reverse. Rosh Chodesh is Monday. Sunday evening, the Tzibur went ahead and they davened an early Ma'ariv. The Hiskelechal Achar Arvis, and you started to eat after their Ma'ariv. Ava Pi Shehu Lo Yispal Arvis, even though you didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. Ava Pi Ked Maskil Shev Rosh Chodesh to Nimshach Achar HaKol. You're going to go be Nimshach Achar HaTzibur. Miuim Hu Lo Yispal Mincha Adayin, but if you didn't daven Mincha yet of Sunday, Ein Ar Maskil Shev Rosh Chodesh, you can't mention Rosh Chodesh in your benching. Kem Cha Asid Lo Yispal Mincha Shel Chol, because you're still going to daven a Sunday Mincha. Kol Zeh Kosov Among Avram, Betiku Achreinim Ledina. I remember we went through all of these Cheshbainas back over there in Siman Tov Yud Tes. Okay, moving along to Siman Tov Chaf Hei, Dina Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyais B'Shabbos, the halachas of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, Ubagimel Se'ifim, and here we have three Se'ifim, says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyais B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Arvis, Ma'ariv Friday night, Shachris, Shabbos morning, Mincha, Shabbos afternoon, Mispal Sheva, each one of the Shemana Esrays are going to be seven brachas. That is the Shemana Esrei of Shabbos. Shemana Esrei of Shabbos by Ma'ariv, by Shachris, by Mincha, consists of seven brachas. You have the Gimel brachas Harishonos of Shemana Esrei that are always the same, Avos, Gevurois, and Kedusha. You have the last three brachas of Shemana Esrei that are always the same, Avoda, Hayda, and Shalom. And then in the middle, we have a bracha for Shabbos that ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Okay. Ma'ariv Friday night, Shachris Shabbos morning, Mincha Shabbos afternoon, Mispal Sheva. You're going to have the regular seven bracha Shemana Esrei of Shabbos. But Varim Yalav Yavai Ba'avoda. But you're going to insert Yalav Yavai in the bracha of Ritzei, in the bracha of Avoda. Ve'enoy Maskir Shal Shabbos B'Yalav Yavai. Now, you might think, hey, I'm saying Yalav Yavai, I'm going to say Zachreini B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, maybe I should also mention Shabbos in the Yalav Yavai. I mean, it's not only Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, it's also Yom Shabbos Hazeh. Says the Mechaber, no, you don't mention Shabbos in the Yalav Yavai. I think I mentioned here recently the time that I was exposed to the story about elderly Yidden who were living in Siberia, who were not even, after, this is in the early 80s, this group of Yidden that were living in Siberia that were totally cut off from the rest of the world, they didn't even believe that there were Jewish communities around the world. They thought Jewish life had basically ceased to exist. they would daven a regular weekday Shemayna Esrei on Shabbos, and they would say Yal V'Yavai, and they would say V'Zachreidu B'Yom HaShabbos Haseh. They didn't know that there was a Shabbos Shemayna Esrei. They thought, okay, it's Shabbos today. So you say a regular Shemayna Esrei, and you say Yal V'Yavai, like you do on a Yom Tov. That's what they did. Fascinating. But, says the Mechaber, certainly V'Eina Maskel Shal Shabbos B'Yal V'Yavai, we don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavai. Says the Mishmaros, Katan Aleph V'Eina Maskel Sherei Kfar Hizkir Shabbos B'Bracha Revius. Why would you be mentioning Shabbos in Yal V'Yavai? The whole middle bracha of the Shabbos Shemayna Esrei is dedicated to Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem Kadosh Shabbos. There's no need to mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavai. There's a Mordechai that says another reason. The Mordechai says there's another very basic reason why you don't mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavai. Every single Shabbos Shemayna Esrei all year has the bracha of Avodah. The bracha of Avodah is the first of the last three brachas of Shemayna Esrei. Every Shabbos tefillah has a bracha of Ritzeh. Do we ever mention Shabbos in the bracha of Avodah on Shabbos? No. So why suddenly now, because it's Rosh Chodesh, should we have a Havamina that we should mention Shabbos in the bracha of Avodah? The Mordechai is like puzzled. He doesn't even know why there would even be as a Havamina. There's no Havamina for it. It wouldn't make any sense. Weiter in the Mechaber says the Mechaber, now he's going to start discussing the laning of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Umaytzi in Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sifrei Torah when it comes time for laning. V'karin barishain shiva b'seder ayon. In the first Sefer Torah, we lain the seven aliyas that we need to lain for the parsha of Shabbos. So we break up the parsha into seven aliyas. That's going to be the first Sefer Torah. Ubasheni, and in the second Sefer Torah, kairem after, we're going to call up another oyla, oyla number eight. He's going to be the maftir, and we're going to lain by him ubiyom haShabbos uberosh echachechem. So we discussed at great length in the previous year the laning of Rosh Chodesh. We described how the laning of Rosh Chodesh is comprised of three different parshiyos in the Torah. The second parsha of the Rosh Chodesh laning is two psukim. Uviyoyim haShabbos. It mentions the carbon musaf of Shabbos. Nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. It's two psukim that describe the carbon musaf of Shabbos. Then the last parsha in the Rosh Chodesh laning is Uberosh Echachechem. That's the parsha that actually describes the carbon musaf that is brought on Rosh Chodesh. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we lane a maftir for Rosh Chodesh, but we don't start that maftir by Uberosh Echachechem. We don't lane a maftir that only discusses the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now really we could have done that because there are enough psukim, right? We did the math yesterday. In order to have an aliyah, you have to have a minimum of three psukim, but in the parasha of Uberosh Echachechem, you have more than three psukim. So really, for the maftir on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, we really could have started the laning with Uberosh Echachechem and lain about the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, but we don't. We go back to psukim, and we start from Uviyoyim HaShabbos, and we mention the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos. Now, this is very interesting when you think about it, because we don't do this all the other Shabbos of the year. Right? Really, it would have been appropriate that every Shabbos of the year, we should lain maftir, and we should lain ubiyayim haShabbos, and we should lain about the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos. Isn't that what we do on every Yom Tov? On Pesach, we have a maftir. We have psukim that describe the Karbon Musaf of Pesach. On Sukkot, we have a maftir, the Karbon Musaf of Sukkot. On Shavuos, we have a maftir, the Karbon Musaf of Shavuos. So how come on Shabbos, on every Shabbos, we don't have a maftir, the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos? We don't do that. It's only on Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. So we're going to lane a maftir, and we're going to lane about the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. We also add on Ubiyom HaShabbos, and we lane about the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos. Why don't we do this all year round? One answer is because we have a technical problem, and that is that the parsha that describes the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos is only two psukim. So it can't be an aliyah. So we don't really have a way to do it. It's not an aliyah. What are we going to do? Keep on laning and lane the parasha of the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? So at every Shabbos, we're going to lane the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos and the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Not very appropriate. So there's no way for us to only lane the Karbon Musaf of Shabbos. That's one reason why we don't do it. Another reason that's brought down why we don't do it is because it would be very awkward. If the maftir of every single Shabbos of the year would be the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, then the Haftorah of every Shabbos would have had to be something that has to do with the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. Because the Haftorah from the Navi is supposed to have something to do with what we lain at the end of the parasha, what we lain the last Aliyah of Maftir, and that would be strange. So therefore, these are the reasons why we don't lain every Shabbos, Ubiyayim HaShabbos, but once on Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so we're already gonna lain Ubarach HaKadshechem, we back up to Pesukim, and we lain Ubiyayim HaShabbos, and Ubarach HaKadshechem, going back into the Mechaber, Ad Saif HaParsha, until the end of the Parsha of Ubarach HaKadshechem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Oiskan Beis. So we take out the first Sefer Torah, and we lain Shiva B'Seder Hayom, we lain seven aliyahs in that week's Parsha. Whatever Parsha it is that week, we lain seven aliyahs. The Lechatchila Ein Mafter Oilu Laminyan Shiva, G'dela'el, Simin Reish Pei Beis, Sifdalet, where we were back learning Chela Gimel, and we were learning all about the davening on Shabbos and the laning on Shabbos. We said that really you only need seven aliyahs on Shabbos. This that we have eight aliyahs is a little bit strange. Right? We need the person who has the last aliyah is also gonna, in the original takana, is gonna be the one who's gonna lain from the Navi. Now, really, we didn't have to add an aliyah for that. Really, we could have had seven aliyahs in the parsha, and then we could call up an eighth person to just lain from the Navi. It wasn't really necessary that the person who's gonna lain from the Navi had to have an aliyah in the Torah. So really, if we're talking in the context of Hilchot Shabbos and in the context of the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, really on a regular Shabbos, we only need seven aliyahs. We could break up the parsha into seven aliyahs, then say Kaddish, and then call up somebody to lain the Haftorah from the Navi. We don't need eight aliyahs. Why do we have eight aliyahs? Because if we would do that, if we would only have seven aliyahs in the Sefer Torah, and then we would call up person number eight, and he would only lain from the Navi, we would be equating Navi with Chumash. We would be saying that in stature, they're both the same. Just like we have people who get aliyahs and they lain from the Sefer Torah, seven aliyahs in the Sefer Torah, so too we have an aliyah number eight, and he only lains from the Navi. So it sounds like the Navi and the Sefer Torah are the same, but they're not. How do we show that? We have seven aliyahs in the Parsha, and then the fellow who's going to lain the Navi, we give him an aliyah in the Sefer Torah also. So there's no such thing as an oila only for Navi. But that's why we have eight aliyahs. Really, we don't have to have eight aliyahs. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out over here in Nois Cut and Base. He says the first Sefer Torah that we take out of Rosh Chodesh, we're going to lain Shiva B'Seder Hayom. We're going to have the seven basic obligatory aliyahs in that week's Parsha in the Sefer Torah. The Lechatchila Ein Mafter Laminyan Shiva, G'dela'el Simin Reish Pei Beis Sifdalet. Number eight, we have to give him an aliyah in the Torah, so we're going to give him Ubarach HaKadshechem to lain a Mafter about the Karmel Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and then to lain from the Navi. Whenever we take out two Sifrei Torah, so we have the seven aliyahs in the Sefer Torah, there we close the Sefer Torah, and we take the second Sefer, put it on the Bima next to the first Sefer, and the Baal Kore is going to say a Chatzi Kaddish over both Sifrei Torah. Continues the Mechaber. Umaftirin, four lines into the Simen, Umaftirin Hashamayim Kisi. What's the Haftorah from the Navi going to be on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Beautiful section of Psukim from Yeshaya Perek Samach Vav. Hashamayim Kisi V'Haaretz Hadoim Raglai. That is the Haftorah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Dalad Umaftirin Hashamayim Shesham Nizkar Me'ein Rosh Chodesh. Because we have a pasuk in that section of Navi that mentions Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk says V'Haya Midei Chodesh B'Chodshoi. So there's a mention of Rosh Chodesh, that's why that's the Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'mshachach l'kara b'haftorah shel shvuah. Let's say the Gabbai was a little bit sleepy, and when it came time to lay in the Haftorah, they did not lay in Hashamayim Kisi, and instead they laid the regular Haftorah of that Parsha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do? Kara acharei Hashamayim Kisi. Well, after you finish that Haftorah, you're going to have to lay in Hashamayim Kisi. V'mnizkar achash shekfar berach brachas achroinos. Let's say the person who had maftir made the first brachas on the Torah, Asher b'char b'nevi'im tovim v'ratza b'divrei'em ha'emarim b'emes, and he laid the Haftarah, and then afterwards he made the closing brachas on the Haftarah. Etc., etc. What do you do then? Now somebody woke up and said, Oi, Hashemayim Kissi, says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, you'll lay in Hashemayim Kissi without brachas. Continues the Ramah in the parentheses. V'imazkir shel Rosh Chodesh, Ayin le'el simen resh pei dal sif beis. As to the question, in the closing brachas on the Navi, the closing brachas on the Haftarah, should you mention Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh? Right? We have one of the brachas on the Haftarah. Al Terav, Al Avidav, Al Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. Should we also say Al Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh? Should we mention Rosh Chodesh in the closing brachas of the Haftarah? Says the Ramah, Ayin Le'el Sib Reish Peidal Siv Beis. And over there, it says that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. And the reason we don't mention Rosh Chodesh is because Rosh Chodesh does not demand a Haftarah. So it doesn't pass to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas of the Haftarah. What does the Haftarah have to do with Rosh Chodesh? Ma'anyin Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. Rosh Chodesh doesn't bring a Haftarah. Shabbos brings a Haftarah. Oh, Shabbos brings a Haftarah, and it happens to be Rosh Chodesh? Okay, so Elena Shemayim Kissi, because it mentions Volume the Chodesh Pachodshay. But the Haftarah is not here because of Rosh Chodesh. The Haftarah is here because of Shabbos. Therefore, it wouldn't pass to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas of the Haftarah. Continues the Mechaber. Chutz Meresh Chodesh Elul Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. I love the way we're mentioning this on the night of Rosh Chodesh El. Chutz Meresh Chodesh Elul Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos Shemaftirin Aniyah Sayara. If Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbos, we don't lain Hashamayim Kissi, so paskins the Mechaber. Instead, we lain Aniyah Sayara from Yeshaya. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Hei, Shamaftirin Aniyah, Mibnei She'en L'dalik Shiva Din Chemta, Ayin L'kaman Sif Tav Chav Ches, Sif Ches. We know that the Haftarah of Aniyah Sayara is one of the Haftarahs that we pull from Sefer Yeshaya that are consolation to Klal Yisrael. And during this time period, after Tisha B'Av, we have 7 weeks where we have the Shiva Din Chemta. We have 7 Haftarahs that are conciliatory towards Klal Yisrael. And it's so important to lane the Shiva Din Chemta that we're not going to take out one of the Shiva Din Chemta to replace it with Hashamayim Kissi because of Rosh Chodesh. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, says the Ramah, Hagah, for Yeshayim Rem Hashamayim Kissi, but there are those that say that no, we do take out Aniyah Sayara, and instead we're going to replace it with Hashamayim Kissi. Continues the Ramah, V'chein Noyagim B'medina Selu, that is the minig in these regions. Now, having said that, says the Mishra, V'chein Yeshayim Rem Hashamayim, why? Why would we say Hashamayim Kissi and not Aniyah Sayara? I was taking out one of the Shiva Din Chemta. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Haftarah Zu Yesh Patarti. Because the truth is that the Haftarah of Hashamayim Kissi checks off both checkboxes. It checks off Rosh Chodesh and Shiva Din Chemta. Why? Because you have in it Zichron Rosh Chodesh, you have Ayumi De Chodesh Pachachai, V'Nechama Is Yerushalayim. You also have a Pasuk that is conciliatory towards Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael, and that is the Pasuk that says, Simchu Es Yerushalayim. You should rejoice with Yerushalayim, v'gilu ba kol ayhaveha, and all of those who love Yerushalayim should rejoice in Yerushalayim. Ois katan zayin, v'chein noyagin, b'bedinas elu, the Ramah said, says the Mishnah Berurah v'kas v'achreinim, v'achreinim ra'itav ha'pikein. Having said that, having seen this Ramah that says that the minig is that we do take out Aniyah Sayara and we lay in a Shabayim Kissi instead, still and all, say the Achrayim Dafal Biken Ein Ledalig Achas Mishiva Din Chemta. We really don't want to replace one of the Shiva Din Chemta, and therefore, what should we do? Valkein Kishi Aftiru BeParshas Teitze. When we come to Parshas Kiseitze, BeRoni Akara, the Aftira of Parshas Kiseitze is the section of Yeshaya Roni Akara. That is the Parsha in Yeshaya right before Aniyah Sayara. So you know what? When you come to Parshas Ki Tse, and you lay in Rani Akara, keep on going and lay in Ani Asayara. Yisaymu gam ba'Ani Asayara ha'ksuva achareha. So that way, we're not going to totally lose out on one of the Shiva d'Nechemta. Continues the Rama. Ava Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Till now, we were talking about when Rosh Chodesh El falls out on Shabbos. How about if Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Shabbos? What do we lay? Do we lay in Hashemayim Kisi? Or do we lay in from Yirmiyah Shimu Shamayim? Says the Rama, Ava Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yis B'Shabbos Maftirin Shimu. Then we lay in Shimu Shamayim from Yirmiyah and not Hashemayim Kisi. But V'yeshayim Hashemayim Kisi. But there are those that disagree and say no, we should lay in Hashemayim Kisi v'chein ikar b'makim she'ein minig. And the Rama says if there is no pre-existing minig, that would be the ikar, would be to replace Shimu Shamayim with Hashemayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'chein ikar b'makim she'ein minig. V'ayin b'bi'ar agrosh adachas for azumei halacha pasuk g'day rishayin the raftir and Shimu. The Grod disagrees with this very strongly and says that we should lay in Shimu. Let's finish Sif Aleph here in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im ira Rosh Chodesh barba parshiyos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on one of the Dalit parshiyos, Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Zachar, Parsha Spara, maftirin b'shal parsha, then you lay in the haftarah of the arba parshiyos, not the haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi. V'ayla kamon simit tof resh pei. Hey, we're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time with Sif Beis. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. Exclusive Liman HaTorah should be banging against Klai Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem should send. Yeshua, the first part of us, to those in need. We should be zayichet to see the B'yaskel, tzedek, b'mehar, v'yameinu, amen. Be well.